Ave Maria. We begin today, the day after Ascension Thursday, the novena in preparation for Pentecost. This is the first novena in the history of the Church. The word novena is the word for nine in Latin. A novena is a special prayer for 9 days. The first novena was the 9 days from our Lord's ascension into heaven, when the apostles and the early church were commanded by Jesus to go back to Jerusalem and await the coming of the Holy Spirit. The Acts of the Apostles records, "They returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet near Jerusalem, a Sabbath's journey away. Entering the city, they went to the upper room where they were staying, Peter, John, James, Andrew, and the others. Together they devoted themselves to constant prayer. There were some women in their company, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren." Blessed Pope John Paul stated that the apostles with Our Lady in the upper room is the model of prayer for the Church in every age, if it is to receive the outpouring of graces from the Holy Spirit. Our Lady is the spouse of the Holy Spirit, and if Our Lady would not have been in the upper room that first Pentecost Sunday, the Holy Spirit would not have come. Pope Benedict XVI stated, "There is no Pentecost without the Virgin Mary." Thus it was at the beginning, in the upper room, where the disciples devoted themselves to prayer, together with some women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers, as recounted in the Acts of the Apostles. And thus it always is, in every place and every time. So it is in this same spirit and after the same example of the early Church that we begin this same novena in preparation for the solemnity of Pentecost. The Church, gathered with Mary as at her birth, today implores, "Veni Sancte Spiritus." Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Amen.
The chaplet to Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The first mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Immaculate Conception. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The second mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mary's preparation to be the mother of Jesus, expressed in her presentation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The third mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the espousal of Mary and Joseph. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The fourth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Annunciation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, grace our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
The fifth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Visitation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, grace our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The sixth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the hidden life of Nazareth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, grace our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The seventh mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the wedding feast at Cana. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, grace our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The eighth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is Mary becomes the mother of all believers at the foot of the cross. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The ninth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The tenth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Assumption. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The 11th mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the coronation of Mary as Queen of Heaven and Earth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The 12th mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is Mary's enduring intercession, protection, and presence to her children. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, from the cross you breathed forth your Spirit after you had entrusted your mother to the beloved disciple. Thank you, Lord, for these precious gifts. Standing with St. John the Beloved, I also accept these graces. May your Holy Spirit enter into my spirit, into my heart, into my relationships, into every aspect of my life. I welcome your Holy Spirit to be my constant companion and guide. I receive the Virgin Mary as my mother and my queen. I accept her into all that is my own. May she dispose all that is in me so that by her intercession and by the work of the Holy Spirit, your life and likeness may be formed in me. Amen.
Manifest thyself to us.
Holy Ghost,
We implore thee with all the longing of our hearts, the most singular grace of humility, that thou may be made known, served and loved upon earth, and glorified for all eternity. And this through the most humble and pure heart of thy immaculate spouse, the ever-Virgin Mary. Grant us the grace to love the cross, and to die nailed to it, without ever descending from it.
Amen.
Ave Maria. Today, on this first day of the Novena to the Holy Spirit, we begin with a short reflection on Our Lady's Immaculate Conception from the book The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit by Father Manto Bonomi. The Immaculate Conception is an important key to better understanding the mystery of the Holy Trinity, for the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary is an image of the Holy Spirit, who is the divine conception of the love between the Father and the Son. Immaculate Conception. These words fell from the lips of the Immaculata herself. Hence, they must tell us in the most precise and essential manner who she really is. Since human words are incapable of expressing divine realities, it follows that these words, Immaculate, and conception must be understood in a much more profound, much more beautiful, and sublime meaning than usual, a meaning beyond that which human reason at its most penetrating commonly gives to them. St. Paul wrote, quoting the prophet Isaiah, "Things that the eye has not seen, that the ear has not heard, that the heart of man has not imagined, Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. Such are the good things that God has prepared for those who love him, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Here these words apply fully. However, we can and should reverently inquire into the mystery of the Immaculata and try to express it with words provided by our intelligence using its own proper powers. Who then are you, O Immaculate Conception? Not God, of course, because he has no beginning. Not an angel, created directly out of nothing. Not Adam, formed out of the dust of the earth, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Not Eve, molded from Adam's rib, Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. Not the incarnate Word who exists before all ages, and of whom we should use the word conceived rather than conception. Humans do not exist before their conception, so we might call them created conceptions. But you, O Mary, are different from all other children of Eve. They are conceptions stained by original sin, whereas you are the unique, immaculate conception. Everything which exists outside of God himself, since it is from God and depends on him in every way, bears within itself some semblance to its creator. There is nothing in any creature which does not betray this resemblance, because every created thing is an effect of the primal cause. It is true that the words we use to speak of created realities express the divine perfections only in a halting, limited, and analogical manner. They are only a more or less distant echo, as are the created realities that they signify, of the properties of God himself. Would not conception be an exception to this rule? No, there is never any such exception. The Father begets the Son. The Spirit proceeds from Father and Son. These few words sum up the mystery of the life of the Most Blessed Trinity and of all the perfections in creatures which are nothing else but echoes, a hymn of praise, a many-hued tableau, of this primary and most wondrous of all mysteries. We must perforce use our customary vocabulary, since it is all we have, but we must never forget that our vocabulary is very inadequate.
Prayer to Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit. O Mary, thou spotless bride of the Holy Spirit, thou art the glory of Jerusalem, the joy of Israel, the honor of our nation. Thou, as the valiant woman, didst crush the head of the serpent when thou didst offer thy divine Son to the Heavenly Father in the love of the Holy Spirit for the salvation of the world. Through the merits of this precious sacrifice and through the sufferings of thy Son, obtain for us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I thank the Holy Spirit that he has chosen thee as his bride and constituted thee the dispenser of his graces. Look upon me with thy compassionate eyes, look upon my distress and needs. Help me, that I may never lose the grace of God, nor defile the temple of the Holy Spirit, but that my heart may ever remain his holy dwelling, and that with thee I may eternally praise and bless the Holy Spirit in heaven. Amen. Our Lady of Light, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, pray for us.
Thank you for joining us for this Pentecost Novena on the Air Maria Catholic Radio Network. For more information on how to obtain the book, The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit, by Father Manto Bonomi, visit wombradio.com. That's www.wombradio.com. Once again, thank you, and Ave Maria. Yeah.